Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. What's going on, gang? I'm your host, Brandon Wallington. It is Wednesday, hump day, May 20th, 2015. Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. If you're like me, you're between listening to the show or doing the show and trying to catch the Hawks-Cavaliers game, which we got like a minute left in the game. The Hawks are down by more than a handful. Looks like it might be over. I don't know. We'll see what happens either way. I'm kind of stuck between the Hawks and the Cavaliers. I mean, obviously we're based out of Atlanta, but at the same time, though, definitely a LeBron James fan as well. If the Hawks win, I'll be ecstatic. If the Cavaliers make it, I'll be happy for LeBron. I'll put you like that. I think for the city of Atlanta, it's going to be a good look if they actually do make it to the finals. But they got a lot of work to do to get past Golden State. If Golden State gets past Houston, of course. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by AngrandDesigns.com. Angrand Designs, where you can go get your multimedia done, your web designs done, your logos done, anything you need for your small business, medium-sized business. Get it done at AngrandDesigns.com, and we want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Wallington Show for over 2 years. What's going on, gang? Thank you guys for checking us out. We also want to thank The Hustle, a.k.a. Music Soul Chop, for being our guest last week as well. Really got a good insight on his perspective on music and really how he feels about his music and just music in general. Really what he feels about the game as a whole. And it's pretty insightful, I must say. So once again, big ups to Coco and everybody else that helped get that together. Today's episode, we're talking about something that's really important to millions of people, and that is your job making you sick? I'm pretty sure you've asked yourself that question before, and you probably can relate to this at some point in time. If you haven't already had it happen to you, eventually, hopefully you don't have it happen to you in the future, but more likely you probably will. You'll find yourself in a situation where you're in a situation of, I'm just here just to be here, and I don't want to be here at this job. And that's everybody. Everybody's had that feeling at least one time in their life where they've been in something, and it really makes them stress out mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. There's so many different ways that a job can really affect you, and not in a positive way. And it can be positive, but for some people, it usually has a negative connotation when they go into that parking lot and they get ready to go into work. They talk about, the Mondays are the highest rates of spiritual deaths, because every Monday people die spiritually because they're going into a job that they absolutely hate, totally hate. So we're going to talk about a couple of those things, some signs that you may be getting sick from your job and your job is taking its toll on you. But also we're going to talk to you about what to do to actually help offset that, how to manage yourself, and how to actually get out of that stressful area, that stressful situation, that stressful environment. So we're going to talk about that as well. Before we go any further, I just want to make a quick little shameless plug here. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter, okay? Because we're launching our YouTube channel. Definitely want to make sure that you guys are up to date on that, because it is launching on May 25th, but we'll have some more information for you shortly. But follow me on Instagram and Twitter to know more about that. That's at BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE and the letter U. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE and the letter U. Okay? Right now, before we go any further, we're going to get to a little bit of music right now. Before we get to the main part, it's my girl Jasmine Sullivan with her latest. This is Let It Burn here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Felt warm on a cold, cold night. How it gets you when you leave.
BlogTalkRadio.com. That was Jasmine Sullivan with her latest track. That is Let It Burn. Make sure that you guys go check out that new album that she dropped. February she dropped that album. So make sure you guys go check her out. Love the album. Love her as an artist. And it's just a good look for her. Today we're talking about, is your job making you sick? Is your job making you sick? Is it just getting to the point where you just say, enough, I can't take anymore, I gotta get the heck up out of here? Or is it saying, oh, you know what, just, I need to make a change? Well, here's something I wanted to actually bring to your attention real quick. And this is actually, this was published in 2009. This is actually from a key study from Occupational and Environmental Medicine. They analyzed over 3,000 men. And what they found out was actually something that's really startling. Check this out. Said men who rated their managers as good, essentially meaning considerate and providing information, feedback, and sufficient control to employees, men who rated their managers good had at least a 20% lower risk of developing heart disease over a 10-year period than those who rated their managers as poor on such attributes. Now, of course, even though the study didn't prove casualty, the association became stronger the longer the employee stayed at the same workplace and was independent of those factors, such as smoking and exercise. So it's amazing what happened when you are actually in a job where you're either working for or the environment is actually beneficial, where you feel like it's actually beneficial to you. And one thing, I'll tell you like this, though, for me personally, I like I said, I've been there before. And, you know, jobs I've had years ago, you know, where they're paying you just enough for you not to quit and you're working hard enough just not to get fired. That's really not living, folks, okay? There was actually another report I saw where actually there were, I think it was like $32 million was being used extra due to health-related issues because of work, either going to see a therapist are because of back and body, you know, back issues, you know, body aches, things of that nature that were all work-related in non-physical occupations. Obviously, if you're, you know, if you're a trucker, you know, doing manual labor, those are different things, though. But we're talking about, like, non-physical, you know, activities, and people were still having issues with their body, and they say it was due to work. Due to work. Here are some signs that really I thought was really bad, truly, truly, truly bad. For me, it's talking about more so the spiritual or the body connection, you know? And the mind and body connection is a powerful thing. Because of that, the job burnout can leave you feeling, you know, really weak and under the weather. Physical symptoms caused by work stress may include, you know, you're looking at, you know, exhaustion, headache, neck aches, back aches, unexpected weight loss. Also, your resistance to colds and flu viruses actually start to become lower and lower because of your stress at work. And this is what I have to say to you for this. Just my own personal opinion here. No one is holding a gun to your head and making you take that job. Everything in this life is a choice, and that's what we're here to explain to you guys. You have a choice here, all right? You're saying, okay, well, what will I do to feed my family? What will I do to do this, do that, whatever the case is? Well, guess what? If you're talented enough to get that job that you have now, you're more than talented and qualified enough to get something else that you actually truly enjoy or something that can get you out of that bad environment. I said, it's all about choice. It's all about decisions and how you choose to do certain things with your life and with your time. The time that you're stressing over that job that you hate so much, you can be utilizing that time to actually find something else or to start your own business. What I found out is this, and actually I was working with a client a couple weeks ago who had a desire to start their own business. But they were saying, I'm so wrapped up in my job, I don't know what to do, and I hate it, and I just do this, I just do that. And I really just had to say, understand this. If that's really what you want to do, and you just know the passion because you know that you've had like four different jobs in the past 2 years, none of them have been satisfying to you. That's a telltale sign that clearly you need to do something for yourself because obviously you have entrepreneur spirit, you know, because obviously the job that you've had, you have voluntarily resigned or quit from because they just weren't what you expected. So there's something to say about that. for certain people. Now I'm not trying to say everybody needs to be an entrepreneur, because not everybody is meant to do that. At least not at this point in time in your life, you're not meant to do that. But I feel as long as you're moving within your purpose, or you know what your call to your purpose is, you'll be able to find some type of work or employment that will be able to go along the lines of that, that will actually won't feel like work. Like for me, you know, the things I do now don't feel like work because they're things that I enjoy. I enjoy engaging with people. I enjoy speaking. I enjoy helping people understand what is it, you know, understand what is it they have in their brain to actually get out to actually make it happen. I enjoy creating. So those are all things that I put into my everyday work, and we make it happen. And it took me a while to really understand that, really, for me, I had to remove myself from the stuff that I didn't want anymore. And sometimes you feel like you have to put up with certain things. And in some instances, in some situations, you have to, you know, it's the smarter choice to withstand it and to deal with those nuances, but only for a certain amount of time before you actually have to start executing and making changes. All right? Some tips for you, how to deal with the stress, how to deal with stress at work. The number one tip I'm going to give you right now, this is the most important tip I'm going to tell you right now. Breathe. Get some quiet time. Get some quiet time to yourself. I found out that the more chances you actually have to get some quiet time, you're able to actually and understand to get some quiet time and not focus on the problem, but focus just on yourself. Focus on your breathing. Focus on being in the now. The more you're going to be able to tolerate, or you're going to be able to withstand mentally a lot of the challenges that you deal with at your workplace. All right. Number one. That's number. Now, number two. Learn to establish boundaries. Learn the work and home balance. Understand that because doing so much at work or worrying about work so much, or being so obsessed with work, is not really healthy for you. Because I look at it like this, you know, when you start having dreams about work, that's really an issue, because now it's saying that it's just consuming everything about you, and that's really not where you need to be. Unless you are working in your purpose, unless your job is actually working within your purpose. Outside of that, though, you need to have that balance. That's number two. Number three, learn to act and then to react, okay? I always say, you know, if you don't act on life, life will act on you. Well, start acting on the situations that are happening at your job. That way, instead of you being reactive, you're being proactive. This actually gives you more control over what happens, okay? Those are three things I want to make sure I give to you guys. We have a short show today, but listen, check us back next Wednesday, every Wednesday at regular time, 6 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com.